Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, gang, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin with someone offering a bit of support to the Newcastle boss, Steve. Nice to see you. To see you, nice, Bruce. And it's Jack Wilshere, who was on Drive. Jack backed the new owners to stick with the under-fire boss.
They're not guaranteed if they change the manager to stay up. I mean, they can't buy players till January, so they've got to pick up as much points as they can. And even then, what are they going to bring in January? One, two, maybe three players? They need time to settle, depending on where they come from. I think they will stay up. I think they're good enough to stay up. If that's with Steve Bruce, I think Steve Bruce keeps them up.
Good evening. Despite strong suggestions that Steve Bruce faces the sack before the weekend, it's been confirmed the Newcastle manager will fulfil his media duties as normal.
I think a lot of it will be that Sunderland connection. The proper diehard Newcastle fans won't forget it. I think probably as well a little bit of style of play, maybe. I mean, he gets the job done for me. I like him. But yeah, I would say when things are going bad, it's easy to say, oh, he was at Sunderland. And so yeah, that's probably the reason.
And we'll hear a bit more from Jack Wilshere later on in the podcast. On now to the Sports Bar with Jason Cundy and Jerry Groves.
Raheem Sterling is all over the back pages tomorrow, certainly, and all over the monitors. He has said that he will consider a move abroad in the future. How close is that future? If he were to remain in the Premier League, could anyone afford him? I can't see an avenue right now to any club. Newcastle, you've got deep pockets.
He's got less than 2 years on his contract and he's trying to negotiate a new deal, but those talks have stalled. And so he's telling other clubs, look, I'm open. If they're not showing me that they value me, I'm 27 in December, then I'm open to a move abroad, which you would do if you are a player of his calibre.
I think he's playing this quite well, actually.
I don't. I don't, because it's virtually taken on Pep Guardiola. And I'd like to see what the atmosphere is a bit like in training when he reports probably back tomorrow, because really he should be coming out and saying, I'm 100% committed to Man City. I want to get myself back, you know, in the team. My form's dropped a little bit. But said there, this is a planned objective now from Raheem Sterling, basically saying to PSG or Barcelona or Real Madrid, come and get me.
Back now to Jack Wilshere, who's currently training with Mikel Arteta's Arsenal, but he's yet to sign for a club. He spoke about where the Gunners need to finish this season and the difficulties of getting a contract when you're a free agent.
That's been the hardest part, like the routine and having a reason to get out of bed and you know, because there's times where I'm running on my own and it's hard when you run on your own. Like, no one wants to run in when you're at a club. And then when you're on your own and you're looking for a club, it's even worse. And I'll be asking myself questions like, why am I doing this? Like, am I looking for a club? Am I going to find a club? Like, I keep getting the same answers, good player, but an injury waiting to happen. Like, how many times can you be kicked before you actually just lie down and take it? So yeah, that was tough.
Jack Wilshere has confirmed that his contract at West Ham has been terminated.
You know what? I went through it when I left West Ham for about 3 or 4 months and I thought to myself, I never want to go through that again. And now I'm going through it again and it's been longer and it's been tougher.
He's around the place. We are trying to help him to get fit. He's training sometimes with us, sometimes with the academy. He's around the place. It's been great to have him around and that will continue to be the case.
And that's why I'm so thankful for Arsenal, because you know, I was waking up in the morning knowing, because I still want to play, knowing I have to train, planned a session and it was getting to 11 and I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to do it. And then it got to 3 and I'm like, no, I have to do it. So I was having them mental battles every day, and now Arsenal give me this opportunity to come train, come do a bit of coaching, and like it's just a routine of I wake up in the morning, I've got to be there at 8:30. I know that I'm be training with a team.
By Ødegaard, Saka continues his run. Brilliant shot, wonderful goal from Arsenal. Brilliantly worked.
Look, they've got a group of players now. You can obviously see what the manager wants to do. He's got young players. He's a young manager. He's a good manager. He's a good coach on the training pitch. He's really good, and he gets his message across to the players. But they're young. A lot of them are new to the Premier League as well, so it's going to take some time. I know fans want quick results and to challenge. It'll take time, but they're on the right road. I think they have to aim for top six. Yep. They have to get European football back in some capacity. I think they need to get that back, and for the fans, of course, as well.
Now, as Watford prepare to face Liverpool this weekend live on TalkSport, Jim White spoke to the Hornets captain, Tom Cleverley. The match will see Claudio Ranieri back in the Premier League dugout for the first time since leaving Fulham in 2018. Cleverley says the Italian has brought an aura with him to the training ground.
When I heard the news that it was going to be him, I was excited. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience and substance and a great CV. So first of all, I was excited. And then, yeah, since the day he's come in, he's set very high standards.
Dilly din, dilly dong, come on.
Not many managers I've worked under have got that presence and aura that can really hold a room together or, you know, when training naturally goes up a few percent when he's around. So, yeah, it's been a good start and pleasure to work with him.
I have a strong character. I am so young and I want to continue. Why you are laughing?
Now, ahead of Saturday evening's live commentary game against Chelsea, Brentford manager Thomas Frank has been speaking to TalkSport. Ian the Moosey Abrahams asked the Bees boss if the unique way they've risen through the divisions is more satisfying than just buying success. An interesting question. Let's find out what he said, shall we?
Our feeling and being proud of the performance we did to achieve this promotion to the Premier League is massive. And I think the feeling will be big no matter if we were clearly the best club with the most money in the Championship. But I think it's that extra, I would say you're even more proud when, you know, it's a little bit against the odds in terms of that, you know, you don't have the most money. But I think that extra maybe a bigger satisfaction.
Brentford bounce back from defeat in last year's Championship final to triumph this time.
Now, ahead of Saturday's live TalkSport commentary game against Leeds, Southampton boss Ralf Hasenhüttl has admitted the pressure is on to get their first win. But he's just trying to maintain his focus. And, of course, get that first win before, obviously, he gets the sack if they don't get that first win.
This is a problem when you have four draws. It doesn't really help you. It doesn't really give you a step forward. I think there was always a chance even to win against Man United, Man City. We were close winning. But I'm more concentrated on things that are missing in my game than on discussions around it, to be honest, because it doesn't help nobody. Yeah? We should be definitely using all the energies of finding solutions for our issues on the pitch. And this is my job, but this is what I have to do here, and this is what I get paid for. You can be sure that there are not a lot of moments on the day where I don't think about it.
Now, Derby manager Wazza Wayne Rooney says he isn't fussed that Mike Ashley isn't one of the potential buyers of the club. Wazza said that he wants thorough checks carried out on whoever is interested in taking charge.
He's been at Newcastle, I think, over 10 years, maybe longer. He's been at Newcastle and obviously he's left Newcastle now, and it's not my job to go and find new owners for this club. I know the administrators are working very hard to get the right person in. I think that's important, that it's the right person, because what we don't want is to be put in this position again. So I know that the administrators are doing everything they can to make sure they get the right person in to obviously come and take over this club.
Now, London Mayor Sadiq Khan has been speaking about the launch of NFL Foundation UK, who has pledged £1 million to be spent creating opportunity for young people in underserved communities in the capital. After the violence at the Euro 2020 final at Wembley, Mr. Khan said that London, as a sporting city, is bouncing back from it.
As a big sports fan and somebody who plays sports, I want London to be the sporting capital of the world. We've got Wimbledon, we've got the FA Cup final, we've got football taking place on a regular basis, six Premier League clubs, we've got Lords and Oval, we've had Championship cricket, we've had the World Cup final taking place in London in cricket. We have on a regular basis rugby league finals. We've got one taking place next year. We've got great events taking place. Major League Baseball coming back to London next year. We saw the Red Sox and the Yankees previously in London. And of course, NFL. Look, I'm disappointed at what happened at the Euros final, both us losing to Italy, but also what took place in London during the course of that day. But actually, during the course of that month in the Euros, I would argue the best games of any host city were in London. So it's really important to look at it in the round. And I'm quite clear, we saw with last month with the Joshua Usyk fight, but also hopefully in the future, we'll see more great sporting events taking place in London.
Now, Tyson Fury's promoter Frank Warren joined White and Jordan in the studio, still suffering with jet lag after his flight back from Vegas this week. Frank was asked whether we could see Tyson get it on with Ukrainian Alexander Usyk.
Usyk and Joshua, I think they exercised the rematch clause. That's done, so Usyk's out the picture. The only way you could get that fight on is if Joshua stand aside. If I was Joshua, I wouldn't have the rematch immediately. I would just go away and I would think about what I'm going to do. I would try and rebuild myself. Do we want that fight? I'm sure that's the biggest fight out there for him. There's no doubt about that. All the belts will be on the line. They both got similar styles. They're both very good boxers. Usyk's brilliant at cruiserweight and obviously done a job on AJ. He's got speed. He's got a great jab. All the things Tyson's got, he's got. But the difference is Tyson is 6'9" and he comes to fight. And that'd be the difference. And so for me, I fancy the fight big time.
Tyson Fury, dressed in full Spartan gear. Helmet, robe, you name it, he's got the lot.
Before the fight, I can't remember where we were, he did an interview, and he said he mapped out five fights.
Five fights in the end.
That's what he wants to do. I'm just saying, if he chooses to do that, he'll do what he wants to do. No one is going to tell him who he's going to fight. I'll tell you that now. You know, he is the man, and he will do what is necessary. It wouldn't surprise me if Tyson said tomorrow that, you know, I've had enough. I don't fancy it. I don't fancy fighting anymore. Because if he does, he's wealthy, he's made a lot of money. He's got to do what's right for him.
Now, another name put to Frank was Dillian White. Not Dillian White, that name doesn't exist. Dillian White. When asked if he had sympathy for White having to wait so long for a title shot, Frank put the blame squarely on the feet of Matchroom's Eddie Hearn.
If he comes through Wallin and the WBC order it, then it's something Tyson's got to consider. Did he deserve it? He's been sitting there, was it, for 1,000, 1,200 days or whatever?
3 years,
3 years.
Yeah.
But why didn't his promoter sort him out and get him a world title fight? It's not down to me, is it? That's down to who the people he's with. He had an opportunity. Tyson come back. He was out of the ring for 3 years. Within 6 months, we got him in for a world title fight. It is what it is. When you've got AJ there, and AJ's been around up until the fight with Usyk, Why didn't he get the fight on? I'm not sympathetic to where Dillian White is.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. Don't, of course, forget to press that subscribe button. I do care about that. A quick reminder that on Friday, the 15th of October, or today, as I like to call it, at 8 p.m, West Brom take on Birmingham. That's in the Championship. It's live and exclusive to TalkSport 2. Presented by Dan Windle. Not that that matters. I like Dan Windle, but, you know, you're not tuning in for Dan. Let's be fair, even Dan would say that. You're tuning in for commentary of West Brom against Birmingham. Unless you're, of course, a member of the Windle family, then you'll just tune in for Dan, and then you won't bother with the... Anyway, you understand where I'm going with it. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. And in that podcast, we're going to hear from Newcastle boss, for the time being, Steve, nice to see you, to see you, nice, Bruce. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.